Speaking in Arabic, Haider Badawi told Sky News Arabia on Tuesday that Sudan was hoping to reach an agreement with Israel and to build a relationship with a country which suits Khartoum's interests. Badawi also told Sky News that he thought normalizing relations with Israel would help the entire region.
We shall be able to build an exemplary peace deal for all our neighboring countries here in the region, so that they're able to follow our footsteps and do the same with Israel. I would like to note here that even Palestinians have had a long history of diplomatic ties with Israel, so why should it be right for them to do and wrong for us?
Badawi said, communication is ongoing between Sudanese and Israeli officials, which is aimed at normalizing ties between the two countries, and insisted his statement should be taken as official.
As a civil servant and responsible diplomat in the foreign ministry, I pursue the interests of my own country. I did not come with this statement from nowhere. I made it based on the ongoing political developments in the country.
Less than 24 hours after making that statement, Badawi was fired. In a statement released on Tuesday, Acting Foreign Minister Gamaruddin said the government was surprised by Badawi's claim that Sudan and Israel were moving toward reconciliation, adding that the matter had not been discussed in the foreign ministry at all. Gamaruddin said, quote, "No one tasked Badawi with making statements on this matter," end quote. The government-run Sudan News Agency released a statement today confirming Gamaruddin fired Badawi without providing any reason for the decision. Some Sudanese political parties reacted to the Badawi's statement before he was fired. The National Umma Party, a member of the transitional government, said the government has no constitutional rights to seek any new foreign relations. It said resolving contentious national issues is not the focus of the government right now. On Monday, Sudanese protesters returned to the streets to demand more reforms a year after power-sharing deal between the pro-democracy movement and the military. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.